From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. One of California's premier agricultural events will open tomorrow to live attendance this year after being held virtually last year due to the pandemic. The 54th edition of the famed World Ag Expo in Tulare County at the International Ag Center is expected to draw as many as 100,000 attendees from 60 countries. The expo features more than 1,200 exhibitors. The EPA is working on finalizing proposed rolling compliance deadlines for 2020, 21, and 22, and ethanol groups like Growth Energy weren't pleased with the announcement. CEO Emily Score says delaying the compliance deadlines is completely contradictory to efforts to lower rising gas prices and increase the use of cleaner, low-carbon fuels. She says it's vital the EPA moves forward on getting the RFS back on track, and EPA can start by swiftly finalizing the proposed volumes for 2022. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say their agricultural specialist seized 243 pounds of prohibited pork bologna in two separate and unrelated incidents at the U.S.-Mexico border. Hector Mancha, director of field ops, says pork products have the potential to introduce foreign animal diseases that can have devastating effects on the U.S. economy and ag industry. Officials seized 55 pounds of pork products on January 13th and another 188 pounds of bologna on January 21st. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.